Hi, this is Dr. Saeed attending medical report patient. First name is Elena, last name is Forlios, Forlios. Date of birth is 09/03/1952. Examination date is 02/24/2025. Period. Next time, chief complaint colon. Patient came today. Chief complaint of sore throat, comma. Chest wall pain, comma. Follow for hypertension and pulmonary fibrosis. Period. Next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she felt pain in the throat for past 3 to 4 days, and she had a similar episode last month for which she got testing done. It was negative for infection, and there was no viral infection either. Patient underwent pain medication, and throat pain resolved. However, it returned again. Now patient has pain in the throat, even after drinking liquid. And she was scheduled to see the ENT physician. And she has an appointment now. Next line. Patient has chest wall pain. And it is worse upon exertion. The pain level is 3 or 4. And it is worse upon taking deep breaths or coughing. Here, next line. Patient also came today as a follow-up after. Correction. Patient came today as a follow-up for hypertension and pulmonary fibrosis. Period. Next line. Patient stated that her blood pressure stays high at home, and systolic blood pressure was more than 160 several times. She does not have any chest pain or shortness of breath. Next line. Patient was recently diagnosed with pulmonary fibrosis and has seen pulmonologist. Patient was to be started on budesonide, D-U-T-E-S-O-N-I-D-E, 0.5 milligram. Solution through the nebulizer machine twice a day. Patient is also requesting Tramadol refill for low back pain, since she has microsurgery of the lumbar disc. Period. Next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied the dizziness, comma, headache, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, lower chills, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, diarrhea, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, snoring or loss of consciousness. This next line. Past medical history. Chronic bronchitis, and she's on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs. 4 times a day as needed. Your next patient has a history of anxiety disorder, and she is on alprazolam, 0.25 milligram, twice a day as needed. Next line, patient has trace of edema, and she is on chlorothalidone, 25 milligram tablet, 1 tablet per month as needed. Your next line, patient has history of hypertension, and she's on diltiazem, 300 milligram tablet once a day. Along with the lisinopril, 20 milligram tablet, 1 tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. The next patient has a history of anxiety disorder, and he's on serotonin, 25 milligram once a day. Here, next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with her husband, and she quit smoking 2 months ago. No history of alcohol use. And patient is currently retired but does stretching exercises. Next line, objective colon. NT examination is unremarkable. Period excellent neck is supple. Without healing from enlargement or thyroid enlargement, period excellent heart examination has normal heart cells without any murmur. Period next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any lesions. Period next line. Abdomen is slightly obese without tenderness and bottom is active. Period next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness, ready on the tremor. Period next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the pastor control joint. And this chest wall without any deformity. Period. Extremities are unremarkable. Period next line. Had a long discussion. Patient got a treatment plan and all her questions are answered. All the discussion is very simple. Understanding period. Next patient, same patient, Elena, last name 4 years. Date of birth is 09/03/1952. Period examination date is 01/24/2075. The next time she complained, colon patient came today. This is complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath. And follow-up for heart failure, common diabetes, and constipation. The next line, subject to colon. Patient said that chest pain started 2 weeks ago after she lifted a box. And since then she has dull to sharp chest pain lasting for 2 to 3 minutes and happening once or twice a day. There was no radiation of pain to the hand or to the back, but patient has a palpitation and mild fever. Period next time, patient also felt short of breath at the same period of time, and she has gained weight. Period patient recently, the same day, pulmonologist. Next line. This also came today as a follow for congestive heart failure. And she has no more recurrence of pleural edema. And she is on low salt diet. Period. Next line. This also came today as a follow for constipation. And she is taking a laxative with good relief. That patient is on high fiber diet. The next line patient came today as a follow up for anxiety disorder, and she is feeling much better since she is taking Sertraline 25 mg once a day. Here, next line. Objective colon correction. Review of system, colon patient denied. Double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, urinary bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities or for consciousness. Period, next line. As medical history is significant for pleural edema, and she is on chlorothalidone 25 mg tablet once a day. Now with low salt diet, the next line patient has a history of hypertension, and she is on diltiazem 300 mg tablet once a day and isonazole 20 mg one tablet twice a day along with low salt diet. The next line patient has a history of gastritis, and she is on pantoprazole 20 mg tablet once a day along with bland diet. Period. Next line. Family history not contributing. Period. Next line. Recent surgical history none. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Make a supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line. Heart examination has now large cells without any murmur. The next line. Lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any lesion. The next line. Abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bottom is active. The next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or pleural edema or tremors. The next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Next line. Had a long discussion with patient. And all her questions are answered with satisfaction, verbal as well as understanding. The patient is going to be sent to the emergency room, and some emergency room staff was notified period. Next patient, same patient, Elena, last name 4 years. Date of birth is 09/03/1952. Period examination date is 01/16/2025. Next line. Next line, chief complaint for the patient came today. The chief complaint of wheezing, comma, cough, comma, severe pain in the right shoulder. Period, next line. Subjective colon. Patient stated that for the last 3 to 4 years have wheezing and cough. Patient was not exposed to any serious illnesses and the cough is non-productive. Patient also felt feverish for the last 3 days and she took over the counter medications without much relief. Here the next line. Patient also stated that she was in a family gathering 2 weeks ago, but nobody was sick at that time period. Next line, patient also complained of right shoulder pain, and the pain is forced upon exertion. For last 3 to 4 weeks, patient is going to physical therapy without much improvement. And the pain level is radiation. Period. Next line. The patient also stated that she was visiting a friend at the hospital a few weeks ago and she had pneumonia. Period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities or skin rashes. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for chronic bronchitis and she is on albuterol inhaler 2 puffs 4 times a day as needed. The next patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 5,000 units once a day. The next line. Patient was also on cyclobenzaparin. She was complaining of abdominal cramps. The next line patient has a history of hypertension and she is on diltiazem 300 mg tablet, 1 tablet daily, along with lisinopril 20 mg tablet, 1 tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet period. Next line. Patient has gastritis and apparently taking pantoprazole 20 mg tablet once a day, along with bland diet. The next line. Social history patient is married, lives with her husband, and she's quit smoking 2 weeks ago. Most of alcohol use. Patient is currently retired. The next line, objective colon. HENT examination is unremarkable. The next line, neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymphoid enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any lumbar wound. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any lesion. The next line, correction, lung examination reveals mild expiratory wheezing, otherwise unremarkable. The next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bowels are active. The next line, extremities have no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. The next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the right shoulder joint and the range of movement is significantly reduced. Period. and allow discussion, patience, and all the questions are answered to our satisfaction, verbal and understanding period. Next question, same patient, Elena Polius, date of birth is 09-03-1952, period examination date is 01-06-2025, period excellent, chief complaint, colon, patient came today. A chief complaint of cough, comma, nasal congestion, comma, sinus type headache, and left ear pain. Your next name, subject to colon. Patient stated that she started coughing 10 days ago, and after that she took over the counter medication without much relief. Now coughing is slightly less, but she had significant nasal congestion, and it is bothering her day and night. The patient did not use any antihistamine. Here is next line. Patient also has a sinus type headache. Started 5 days ago, and patient took antihistamine without much relief. She also took Tylenol without any significant improvement. Period. Next line. Patient has left ear pain and started 2 weeks ago. There was no ear discharge or bleeding. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Day, comma. Dizziness, comma. Chest pain, comma. Vomiting, comma. Diarrhea, comma. Local, focal. Numbness and tingling. Or change in the bowel habits or stool color. Patient also denied any rash or exposed to any serious illnesses. Period. Next line. Past medical history. Chronic bronchitis, and he's on Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed. The next line patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency, and she's on vitamin D3 supplement 5,000 units once a day. Next line patient has a history of hypertension, and she's on Deltazin, 300 milligram tablet once a day, along with Isonopril 20 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day, along with low salt diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of gastritis, and she's on Pantoprazole 20 milligram tablet once a day. Next line. Patient has a history of anxiety disorder, and she's on Sertraline 25 milligram tablet, one tablet daily. Period. Next line. Object. Social history. Patient lives with husband and two sons are nearby. There is not any infection. Period. Patient is currently retired. had any recent travel period, next line. Objective colon. HE ENT examination review. Sinus type headache. And nasopharyngeal examination. You will significant congestion without any bleeding. Your next line. Left ear examination reveals dullness of the tympanic membrane and urinary discharge or bleeding. Period. Next line. Patient also have acute frontal sinus pain, consistent with acute sinusitis. Period. Next line. Make a supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. The next line, heart examination has normal first and second response without any murmur. The next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any gazing. The next line, abdomen is obese without any tenderness and bowel is active. The next line, extremities is no calf tenderness or edema. A tremor space. The next line, musculoskeletal examination is unremarkable here. Next line, I had a long history, correction. Had a long discussion with the patient regarding treatment plan, and all her questions are answered with satisfaction, she will explore understanding period. End of dictation.